What's up, New England and beyond?
Hell yeah.
We are in the room podcast this Wednesday night with Sean Schubert from Red Seal Martial Arts and Princeton.
Yes, sir.
With a special announcement tonight, but we'll get to that in a little while. But welcome to the show for the first time, my man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Sean?
Steve?
Frequent flyer in the New England podcast. I love seeing you, buddy. There, bro.
I love seeing you, my man.
I have to ask, every time you know, one of the veterans comes in here who's been in there before, the place changes and changes.
Yep.
We got a drum set in here now. There, man. What's different that from the last time you've been in? It's been a little while, I think.
It's been a long while. I was actually just telling Prince this morning because we were talking about coming down here, meeting up for a ride, whatever, you know, that kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, Steve's been doing this for like, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. I remember when he's like driving down to my gym and plugging his phone into the wall and clipping us with microphones and like string, like 10 yards of string. And like, you can't move. We just sit on the seat. And now we're going to this like cool room. Every time I go here, it's like new stuff on the wall, signed up by pro fighters, all this, you know, he's got this cool little club. Oh, you guys can't see nothing. Ha ha. Yeah, you should come down here to the Room Podcast. Excellent. No, it's sweet. I think your table was moved over a little bit, and you had the electric drums last time.
Yes, the electric drums were sitting right here where I could like, hit drums. Sound effects. But they are home now. That is my practice kit. That's a practice kit also, but I'm going to be moving a band in here. So I'm getting rid of this big table, and this is going to be a podcast and band rehearsal spot.
Hell
so,
yeah.
We're evolving.
I like that talk, Steve. Gotta keep moving, dude.
It's been a while.
Tell us about your band, Steve.
Well, I've been talking about it every week, but I did.
Oh, you did? Tell me about
it. I did a sample of it when Tommy was here, the co-host, my co-host on Wednesdays. We do have a couple of songs recorded.
Nice.
But we played back in the 90s, mid-90s, the Living Room, Providence.
I remember the 90s, dude. I was alive.
We were an original band playing heavy, heavy stuff, you know, Megadeth.
Yes.
Style stuff. Yeah. But it was all original, so we would play like once, twice a month. We're getting back together. We're going to do it again.
Let's go.
We got some new songs coming out. I actually do want to get in a cover band. I want to play in a regular band, but this is just going to keep me busy and keep my creative processes going, you know, writing my own kind of stuff. But I do want to play in a cover band and play, you know, play out and
nice, dude.
Dance in front of us and stuff. But
I like that talk.
Yeah, I'm changing, Lou. You know, I'm getting back to my roots, you know.
I hear you, buddy. That's recently picked the ukulele back up, started learning the ukulele.
Back up? Did you
I didn't play it originally. I played the guitar when I was a little kid, and I picked up the ukulele since I retired.
Nice.
Need a little free hobby time.
Tiny Tim? Didn't Don Ho play the ukulele? Remember Don Ho?
No, you're dating yourself now.
Yeah, I am. The Hawaii yourself. Guy. I don't fucking
Was it Don Ho?
He had one famous song, and he used to sing it all the time.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think his name was Don Ho.
It was.
He was like a million pound guy, right?
I don't remember. I'll look it up right now.
No, take it easy, dude.
Andrew Valdina is watching. Andrew Valdina is on.
I like Andrew Valdina.
Don't you see him at Lozon's?
Yeah, he's my guy. I like him.
What do you mean your guy?
He's a good guy, dude. I like him. You know, a lot of people, I could take him or leave him, but you know, I like Andrew Valdina. He's a classy kid. He always says hi to me, shakes my hand, never ducks me in sparring, you know? He's a fucking good guy.
Nice. Why? Like there's some kid. People that duck you
no,
in
no,
sparring.
No. I never get ducked. Never get ducked. I didn't even say duck.
No. So let's get to that, though. Sparring, you are recently retired from professional fighting.
Yes, sir.
But you still make your way to Lozon's here and there? Do you still get
I
that?
I still spar. Yeah, I'm a lot of FAF time with the homies, you know. It's the new wave, man. Like, you know, I'm trying to pave the way, trying to bring up the young bucks, trying to bring in some fresh blood, you know, help the guys out. But, like, if I have the ability to be on the mat and help them out and give them the work and I'm still – you know, I'm still at that caliber. Help guys come along. Like, that's what I'm going to do. Like, you know, it's a waste of coaching. It's a waste of, you know, like, the ability to help somebody else out if I'm just, like, sitting on the sidelines or skipping practice or, you know, throwing the whole thing out the window. So, yeah, I'm still sparring. I'm still drilling with the fellas. I do have a plan to get back out on the kind of like cruising the gym scene, you know, and like mixing it up. Like,
well, you are a gym owner yourself.
Yeah,
so
I
would imagine a lot of the decision to retire has to do with bringing up these kids,
bringing up the business,
the gym, you know, going, even though it's going, but you know, it's growing every day for you. Right?
Yeah. It's grown immensely just since November, where I have a lot more time to focus on growing the business and being a business owner rather than being a fighter that owns a gym that's trying to fight for notoriety and fight for his name and fight for, yeah, hey, why are you going to go to this guy's gym when you could go to Joe Lozon's down the street?
Yep.
Why are you going to go to this guy's gym when you could go to Chips in Plymouth? Or, you know, there's a million gyms. You know all the gym guys. Mm-hmm. You know all the gyms. Everything in this area is a 15, 20, 30-minute drive. And if you're really into the sport and you're really into trying to make it somewhere or you're trying to do something with it, like, you'll drive 30 minutes. If the guy's got notoriety, if mm-hmm. the guy knows what he's talking about, if the guy's a good coach, if, you know, so if I can spend more time being a good coach instead of spending half the time being a good coach and then half the time being a fighter, right? I put all my time into being a coach. I put all my time into working with my guys, spending the time where, you know, people gave me their time. So I live at FAF, you know, every Sunday I'm back there with the fellas. You know, it's, hey, who needs work? You know, I'm doing small glove. I'm doing big glove. I've even done some fucking grappling the past couple weeks. It pains me to death, you know, to get thrown on my head, but the MMA guys need the work, dude. They want
awesome.
The,
yep.
You know, there's a couple of cats over there that they're fighting, and like, hey, man, like they need the work. Like, hey, just throw him on the ground. He'll be
get
fine.
Through his hands, his legs, and then
fine.
Throw him on the ground.
On the floor, he'll be fine.
That must be cool when so, they get through your, you know, your
cool
your punching them. And kicking
yeah,
range.
It's cool
and
for
get,
them. Cool for them.
Well, that
I'm
was
like
one of your big big things out of getting out of MMA. You know, a lot of these fighters were ground fighting oriented, and you were more of a, you know, a hands guy, and then
and
you
bang,
would be
man.
Beating them up on their
yeah.
feet, and then all of a sudden they take
drop
you down, you're
head.
Like, what the
like,
fuck,
I can't
man.
Get, I can't stop getting dropped on my neck.
Chip Barraza was the same way, you know what I mean? I mean, even though he had a really, you know, he had a successful MMA career, but he would say the same things. These guys would be beating them up on their feet,
yeah,
and they would take me down, yeah. and got frustrating for him, so yeah. he got into the Muay Thai kickboxing, so that wouldn't happen. He could just, you know, beat these people up. That's kind of where you are.
That's
get your bread
doing.
And butter.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. So that last fight, we're going to get to Princeton, man. We got a lot to talk about. But, you know, I got to catch up with you. Yeah, but,
I hear you, bud.
That last fight was for Cage Titans.
Yes.
Was that the small gloves?
That
small
was the
gloves?
First small glove in Massachusetts.
So another record, history
another
in the making there.
Stamp in the record books. Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. It was cool to see it evolve, to see it come to fruition. You know, we had spoken about it for years. It seemed like almost like a decade that we were like, oh, that's what, you know, it seemed like forever, dude. And then something popped off in Vermont where I got to go up there and be the first guy in Vermont to do it, be the first champion in Vermont, first guy in New England to do it. Then it was Massachusetts, you know. So it's been cool. And even kind of a little segue into Princeton's thing is like they're still making headway on this Muay Thai venture that they're doing at Cage Titans, I guess you'd say. Like, you know, Muay Thai is growing as a sport globally, but it's picking up a ton of steam in America, and it's picking up a lot of steam in this area. There's a lot of guys doing just Muay Thai fights. They're really getting involved with the sport and growing it, and it's really awesome to see, especially somebody like Mike Pulver, who's getting into it and helping grow it, even if it's in his own way, just for his company. Like, the work he's doing for his company is putting a dent in like where we need to go for the sport, right? He's getting it approved that, hey, MMA guys, amateur, first fight, they're fighting with small gloves, no headgear, no shin pads, no elbow pad. Like, let's get these fellas in here.
Yeah.
We're adults here, buddy. We're trying to fight.
Yeah.
Right? We're trying to do Muay Thai. Like, let's take off the shin pads. Let's allow these guys to do elbows. A lot of this stuff was because Mike Pulver fought for it and went to the commission week after week after month after month after year after year. And, you know, we made this like, let's make this happen. Let's make this small growth happen. And he kept his word. He made me the first guy to do it. Like, you know, it was.
Well, you do have cool, like bigger gloves history with him too, fighting some. I think you were the first actual. Muay Thai, one of the first Muay Thai fights?
We did one of the first Muay Thai fights. He did like a mixed show.
Yeah, that was at the bowling alley.
At Pins or Kings.
Yeah, Pins, yeah.
Pins, yeah.
And you had a huge showing there too, right?
And I know Mike too from doing Cage Titans in my MMA days, so I have a lot of history with Cage Titans. Mike's always been a stand-up guy. He's always been there for the fighters. I know everybody that talks to Mike. Everybody talks Mike Pulver up and says he's a fighter's promoter. Like, that guy is in it for the fighters, you know?
Definitely.
And it's 100% true. Like, you wouldn't have a million guys saying it if it wasn't true. And it's 100% true.
And what you're seeing from a lot of the promotions around the area, they're following his lead.
They should be.
You know, with the promoting of the fighters. You know, in the past, it wasn't as much, social media now. But people are watching what Cage Titans are doing. I mean, they have their own media, their whole media crew with Nick and all the people that he's bringing in there. He's bringing in Fight Bananas, huge people, to support you guys.
Yep.
So kudos to Mike, Cage Titans. Kudos to all the promotions in New England that are stepping up their game and, trying to get out of the past and, excel. But they're doing it. But let's talk about more history in the making.
Let's do it.
Gonna get the Princeton here. So, you made history at Cage Titans with small gloves as a professional Muay Thai fighter. This man is coming in to make history as an amateur small gloves Muay Thai fighter. Mm-hmm. May 25th, Cage Titans 65. I don't know if they announced this yet or anything. I know they were talking about Mike getting this.
Yeah, there's been little whispers.
But we're a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks away from the fights.
Steve got the beans.
Yeah, so what's going on? Where'd this guy come from? Talk about him for a second, and then we'll give his story, how he got into you guys, and what it feels like fight for Cage Titans in a couple of
weeks. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. He's just came in with a lot of natural talent and really just put in the work. I mean, he comes to two sessions a day. He does strength and conditioning. He's at all the Muay Thai he can get in. And he's athletic as hell, man. Like, he's got the physique for it. He's built for it. You know, he's been wanting to do it, and we were like dabbling about doing some like smaller stuff, some smokers to open him up with, but a lot of stuff fell through, and he just came to me one day and was like, "Yo, man, like, I know we've been like talking about this and it's been wishy-washy, but like, I think I'm ready." I'm like, "All right, dude." So then, a couple fucking weeks later, Mike calls me up. "Hey, you got anybody for a Muay Thai fight at Cage Titans?" I'm like, "Yeah, I do, actually. I'll do some
stuff."
Was
he talking small gloves at that point?
No. Yeah. Small gloves wasn't even really a thing. And he hits me up a couple days later, like, "Hey, what do you think about small gloves?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's fucking go." He still has to get it approved by the commission, worked out, whatever, And again, came back another week later, like, "Small gloves is a go. Commission approved it." So they're fighting small gloves, no shin pads, with elbow pads, but they're going to be able to throw elbows. So they're basically fighting full rules, no knees to the head, but, basically.
As we've seen, people can still get knocked out with elbow pads and even with shin pads on. I mean, I've seen knockouts, but now, bone on bone is going to be something
getting the
special
bear shin. Yeah, I mean, it's it's a good progression to have, you know, and it's a fair kind of assessment. You're like, hey, you got all these guys as amateur MMA fighters in here throwing bare shins willy-nilly. Most of these guys, their kicking game or their checking game is like nil to very small because of the way that some of these MMA gyms operate, where they're saying, hey, like, let's be heavy boxing, heavy wrestling. Hey, let's, you know, look at this type of part of the game or this type, you know, and some of them overlook the Muay Thai. Some of them do just enough Muay Thai. Some of them, you know, so you get somebody in there that trains pure striking all the time, and that's the game you're going to play. Like, that's different, you know? So some of these guys could get more injured than a Muay Thai fighter that's training pure striking all the time because they're, you know, dabbling in it while they're mixing in wrestling and jits and boxing and whatever else, you know. There's so why can't a Muay Thai guy go in there with no shin pads on and
let him fly as an amateur. Get to this guy.
Let's Princeton, get it going.
How'd you meet this guy? How'd you get involved with Red Seal? And how'd you get involved in fighting in general?
Damn, that's a lot of questions.
Well, I mean, I got you.
Well, with Sean, it's crazy. I met him at Lozon's one Saturday morning, and it's really wild because I was still like fairly new to kickboxing and Muay Thai, and still like learning how to throw up a proper, you know, like hook or, you know, proper jab. And I remember just getting beat up every week over there, and you know, a bunch of great guys over there, a bunch of killers. And I just ran into Sean one day, and I was like, who's this white boy with locks, man? You know, like, this, you know, this dude, let me find out, you know, what he's about. And I found out for sure what he was about. And he definitely beat me up that first time. So that second time around, when I saw him again, I was like, okay, you know, it's time for me to get my get back, and, you know, time to show him a little something. And we went a little harder that second time around, and he ended up dropping me. And I was the that was the very first time that I've ever been dropped in sparring, and it was just a huge eye opener and very humbling. So I was like, damn, man, this dude is nice, man.
Yeah.
So, and he's like, he's quiet about it too, you know.
Yeah.
So he really challenged me that day, and you know, I wanted more. So I got his Instagram profile, and we linked up from there since then. So
now, you said you were at Lozon's before you met him. Did you train in jiu-jitsu or something? Like, where, how'd you end up at Lozon's? It's like,
so,
were you growing up as a kid, did you fight, anything like that?
Growing up, I never really fought. Football was always the
so you were an athlete when you were a
right.
kid. Okay.
That's right. But Lozon's, I just ended up, like, someone told me about going there for sparring every Saturday. And I ended up going there one Saturday, and I loved it, and
where
kept
were you
going.
Training at? You were training somewhere before that.
Yeah, right? So initially I first started training at Danny Savory's over in Somerset.
He's jiu-jitsu guy. Like, he does a lot, the head jiu-jitsu guy from a lot of Lozon guys.
Yeah, so I started doing jiu-jitsu and kickboxing. And then, I don't know, man, like, jiu-jitsu, as fun as rolling is, I'd rather stand and bang, man. You know, I'd rather, like, throw, you know, punches and kicks and knees and elbows. So jiu-jitsu wasn't, like, getting me excited to get out of bed. So, but I found kickboxing and Muay Thai was. So started at Danny Savory's. Then I transitioned over to Regiment for a little while.
Okay, good guys, great gym.
Yeah, great guys, great gym. And after Regiment, I focused full-time at Sean's Red Seal.
Nice. Now, from them gyms, now you go to Sean's gym, which is just Muay Thai.
That's right.
I mean, he does, you know, all the workouts and stuff like that, getting people in shape, but it's a Muay Thai gym.
Yeah.
What was the difference in the atmosphere between that, a real authentic Muay Thai place, and, you know, an MMA MMA gym?
I would honestly say the biggest difference is just, like, how he coaches and how he approaches the fight game. I've been to all these, like, different gyms, and nothing wrong with, like, how they do things. It's just, he's kind of more of a free spirit, you know, and, like, just how he explains things is very, I don't want to say unorthodox, but it's different compared to, you know, these other gyms. So, I was fully on board, and you know, I'm learning a lot. So
you got a lot of, a lot of them are not as big as you. Yeah. You got a lot of successful Muay Thai kids, ladies and guys in that gym. How would it feel to like just spar with just Muay Thai guys?
Oh, yeah, they're all killers, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like when I first got in there, I was like, oh, you know, is this? And I know they say never judge a book by its cover, but I was definitely judging everyone, judging every book by its cover. And everyone there, they're all killers, man. So very technical and sound, and it's nice. It's great work every time.
Well, how long have you been at Red Seal?
A couple of, almost a year now, or getting close to a year. So,
it's been like. Definitely like a solid 8 months for sure.
So you've been, we'll talk a little Cage Titans. You've been at Cage Titans.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been to a couple of events,
So I would imagine, was that his retirement?
That was the one fight that I could not make, man, unfortunately. But I live streamed it, and it was,
You're going to be, this is your first fight?
Ever, yeah.
First. You haven't done any smokers or nothing?
Nothing.
I mean, you've had wars in the gym.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But as far as, now, he talked about you, saying, it's time. But did you ever think to get a smoker in? I think you said it, but they were falling through, or you couldn't find an opponent.
Yeah, well, not that it wasn't really, like, there was a couple of things that fell through. Like, one guy, we had him matched up once, and then the cat hurt his foot or something. Then something, I think there was maybe like searching for another, but either way, like it just panned out where like it wasn't a good time for him a little bit. A couple of opponents and opportunities got passed by for whatever reason, and this thing just kind of like fell into our lap, so to speak, right? So,
It's crazy because after I told him, after we had that conversation where I told him I felt like I was ready, literally he said a couple days or a couple weeks later, Cage Titans hit him up and then he hit me up. Sean hit me up and I was at the aquarium with my kids, my wife, and he calls me and he was like, hey, how do you feel about small gloves? And I just started laughing. I was like, let's go, man. So, definitely excited.
Excellent. Before we went live, I think you did speak about your wife wanting you to get in there. And is she into all this fighting? Or?
She's not really into it, but she definitely supports
you.
Yeah, so that's all that matters.
How old are the kids?
Man, my daughter is 3 and my son is 1. So,
they don't understand. They don't really understand.
They understand a little. They understand a little bit, man. Yeah. They're always wrestling and like punching each other.
Oh, okay.
It's wild.
Nice. So May 25th, history is being made. How you feeling about it? You've never been in there. You've seen Cage Titans before. Yeah. You've been in that building.
Yeah.
Going through your mind, getting ready for this fight, and getting ready to walk that walk.
It's definitely a lot. I've been in the building; it's very electric and just a different vibe. And for me to actually do it myself, it's kind of surreal, man. Because this was essentially what I have always wanted to like work towards and work to. And Cage Titans was like the pinnacle of like where I wanted to be, and for this to be. my first fight ever, and under Sean, and it's surreal, man. It's nice, man. I look forward to it.
Well, there's not much footage of you doing much out there, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
you got this matchup. Who are you fighting, and what do you know about this kid?
Yeah, so I'll be fighting Will Doolin, out of US MMA, I believe, and
Hillary Rose's gym.
I just know he is 1-0 in Muay Thai and 0-1 in MMA. So he has some experience with Cage Titans. And like you said, like not a lot of footage of me, but I don't know. I kind of like it like that. I'm not too many people know about me, but they will. They will come May 25th.
Now, as far as this kid, I would imagine he's got to have footage. I mean, of course, Cage Titans is streamed all the time.
Yeah.
What do you see out of this kid compared to, you know, your game?
I don't know. I've seen, well, based off of what I've seen on his Instagram profile, he likes to clinch, and he's super in shape, and he does everything from not just Muay Thai, but MMA as well. So I don't know how long he's been training, but you know, he looks like he'll definitely bring it, and you know, so will I. So,
well, you look like a big guy. What's going to be the weight class here?
175.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is my first time cutting weight too. So. Definitely not really excited about it, but you know, it's definitely been a whole journey. So,
well, you're in good hands, because yeah. I know Sean's cut down.
He's been
a few
doing
times,
good with it. He's been doing good with it.
Nice. Now you got all these, you know, you got Anthony Scott and you know champions over there now. How's it feel to you know be mixing it up with these kids that have you know shown that you know they can get it done?
It feels good, man. I honestly, like, I know this is, like, history in the making, but I'm still, I don't really look at it like that. You know, I'm just focused on this fight, and, you know, it's my first fight, so I'm not really looking out outside of, you know, what I see on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. So just trying to keep it small and, you know, keep my tunnel vision and just stay focused on the task at hand.
You guys getting work other than just Red Seal? Is he still Lozon's getting work, or
we're
kind of trying to keep?
We've been bringing him to FAF.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
And we've been bringing guys into FAF. There's been actually a lot of small glove action going on at FAF on Sundays, because of his fight. Because there's some MMA cats that are fighting out of there. And Sean's doing some of the striking with the MMA cats over there. The Gorilla Crew has been coming down too.
Oh,
so, yeah, Jake and his homies have been coming down. So there's been a lot of MMA cats.
Now, you're saying a lot of small glove action. You guys
sparring with small gloves.
And how, like, what is the intensity when you're sparring with small gloves? I mean, one little slip, you can,
I mean.
Just gotta be careful.
Sometimes we're careful. Last Sunday, Princeton went to war with me. No.
Is that right?
Every Sunday.
Not every Sunday, dude. Come on. We had to cram a short little session in. I had to go somewhere, so we had to just cram it all in.
Fucking,
you know, short time. So we had to get gully a little bit, you know.
Now, as far as the rule set. You know, you mentioned no shin pads, small gloves, elbow pads.
Yeah.
But is it?
It's basically going to be full rules Muay Thai.
Same
thing. It's going to be, elbows.
They're 2 minute rounds, right?
2 minute, yeah, three.
Five rounds.
So it'll be three 2 minutes. No, it's amateur, so they'll do three rounds. So they'll do two working, one on the stool. Three rounds. Small gloves, I don't know if they're going to do 7 ounce or 4 ounce. I don't know if they still do that even for amateur MMA. I have honestly no idea. I haven't fought MMA in so long. But I do believe when I was fighting, the amateurs had 7 ounce gloves, pros had 4 ounce gloves.
Yeah, I would imagine that's different still.
So I'm assuming they're going to give them whatever gloves they give to amateur MMA guys. They're going to make them wear elbow pads, but they're going to allow them to throw elbows. That's the real difference, I guess, from the amateur MMA to the amateur Muay Thai, is that there's no elbows, right? No elbows and no knees to the head for both. So the big difference will be that these guys are going to get to throw elbows. Obviously, no wrestling. So
still no knees to the head at amateur?
No knees to the head, but they'll do knees
you
to the body,
kick
knees
to the head,
to the leg,
though, right?
Kicks to the head. Yeah.
But in clinch, you can't.
No clinch. No, you can't pull them down and knee them in the head.
Bummer.
Yeah. Bomber.
Yeah, seriously.
Soon, Princeton. Soon.
Someday. So, is at this moment Muay Thai is where you want to be?
Oh, yeah.
Or you haven't inspired to be, you know, MMA down the line, or is it just Muay Thai? You, like, that's where you want to be.
That's funny you asked that, Sean. I was literally just talking about that before coming in. When I first started jiu-jitsu and kickboxing, and I was planning on doing MMA, but then like I said, I realized like I'd rather stand and bang, and so right now strictly Muay Thai. MMA, I don't know, man. I don't know. Those guys are different, man, for sure. Like, it takes a different beast and a different animal to, like, you know, standing up is one thing, but, like, once it gets to the ground, you have to know how to, you know, properly posture yourself and, you know, get out of all these, like, crazy different, you know, positions. And then once you get back up, that's a whole another ball game, man, because you're already exhausted, and then
if
you have
can
to
get up.
Exactly. If you can get up. So
what the hell?
Yeah, it's definitely a different beast, and I'm just focused on one thing at a time, and right now it's just strictly Muay Thai. And when I was going to Lausanne's for that time being, the last time I was there, I remembered. I was like, I was sparring with Miguel Savasin.
He's on the card too.
That's right. He ended up, like, this was towards the end of like the training, and you know, everyone was exhausted, which is no excuse, but he got me in a corner, and he did his thing, man. And after that beatdown, I was like, I really, like, you know, thought to myself, I was like, I need to do better, you know, I need to really focus and hone in on perfecting this craft. So since then, I've been with Sean, and he's definitely helped me perfect the craft. So,
Miguel Savasin, great names, man.
Oh yeah,
Miguel will be on the card. Andrew Valdina.
It's gonna be a banger, dude. It's gonna be a good card.
Who's now the decision? You know, Mike called you about, you know, do you have a Muay Thai fighter? You got a ton of them in there. You know, a bunch that have fought for Cage Titans before. What was the decision to throw him? And you just wanted
he's
the
hungry,
blood in
man.
There?
All right, he's hungry, baby. Yeah. That's it. You know, you say you want to fight, I'm going to get you a fight, dude. Yep. Like, that's how it goes, you know? If you say you don't want to fight, like, okay, you're not fighting right now, you know? And I've got a lot of guys that come into the gym, they're competitive, they compete, but they like to compete when they like to compete, you know? Like, they have other stuff going on, you know, it's not a full-time job for him, like, whatever it is, you know? So this kid just showed me he's hungry. He said he was hungry. He showed up and put in the work and put in the time. Like, I'm not going to put somebody in there that really doesn't want to be in there, right? And I'm not going to put somebody in there that doesn't deserve to be in there.
Well, who's not ready to be in there.
Get his ass kicked for some other reason, you know? Like, so.
So as far as this side of the coin, coaching these kids, bringing them to the cage, and the other side, when you're fighting, what's more nervous, guiding these kids in a fight or you?
1,000%.
Yeah,
what's your
feeling when you're watching these kids?
Bro, it's like I might as well be going in there myself, dude. No lie, you know? And no matter who it is, no matter how well I feel like they're prepared, I still get fucking so nervous, dude, for these guys. And it's like, it's such a weird feeling. It's like the adrenaline, like, I'm going to fight myself. No lie. You know, I get so, like, jazzed up. Like, I bring a towel out. Half the time, I'm wiping my own sweat. You're like, bro, I'm getting it's hot as shit in this corner. Give me some of that water, bro. Like, what the hell?
Ice my back.
Yeah, man. It's definitely, you know. And then you put so much into them. You obviously want them to do well because, you know, you own the gym and it's like a good look if your guy wins. Yeah, but also, like, you want to make sure that, like, I sent this guy in here prepared. Like, this person went into this, like, trusting me, you know, trusting that, like, I'm not going to just serve you up to, like, get my name out on the fight card. Get what I mean?
Well, what we've seen in the past of the other fighters, you're not doing that. I mean, you have females in there that are getting it done, too, new up and comings, right?
Of course, yeah.
I mean, you do a lot of fighting in New York and stuff. You guys go out and doing
traveling.
And
we got some young talent. You know, I got some kids in there that are in their teens that are fighting as much as they can. They're putting their names into everything. They're traveling. This kid, young gun Kev, just went down to Delaware and fought at nationals. Last summer he came to Thailand with me. There's talks that maybe we could get him out there again, maybe some sponsorship money or some kind of thing, like, you know, get him some fights out there. But, you know, he's got supportive parents. I got a lot of kids that their parents are into it just as much as they are, which is really cool for them and for me, obviously, because you get to, like, coach these kids from 12 or 13 up to being adults, you know, like that's really cool, you know.
You're like family. You're all family together at that point.
Yeah, these kids, you know, I've been training Kev for like since he was like 10 or something, you know, like he's 13 now. So,
and their parents put the trust in you.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same.
You're a parent now too, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We haven't mentioned that.
Yeah, thank you.
Couple years old. How old?
He's going to be 2 in September.
September what?
September 3rd.
Nice. Mine's a 15. So.
Yeah.
A little Virgo guy.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
You're a Virgo too?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
We're only 6 days apart.
So you mentioned your kids, they're wrestling and fighting. What's your little guy do?
Lives at the gym, dude.
Does he?
Oh, I love it, man.
Oh, fucking awesome.
As soon as he walks in the gym, he looks at the bags. Away.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Away. Yep, man. He grabs pads off the wall, slapping them together, walking around the gym, like grabbing away. Wants to punch, wants to kick, walks around the gym. Guys are working out. He's clapping. Let's go, guys. Like, you know, spitting out like one or two words here and there. It's all like little kid jumbled up, but it's funny, man.
Nice.
He's turning into that like stage where he's, you know, trying to parrot you and
you
and
mimic
like
what's going on
mimic
with dad,
what everybody's going on, you know. So he's like walking around scolding people, mean mugging, you know, like
every time, man. It's crazy.
Like, clapping his hands, like going over, pushing weights around, like, you know,
he's running the joint. He
always wants to hop in the ring.
Awesome. And it's
it's cool.
It's almost like free babysitting. Everyone's like kind of watching him in there a little bit.
Yeah, he hangs out, man. It's cool. Nice. You know, he runs around during, you know, I teach kids class too. So there's some of the siblings of the kids that are in my class.
Yep.
So he's playing with the little sisters and the little brothers, you know, off on the side. So, yeah, it's cool, man.
Well, we'll get back to him in a minute about, you know, preparation and, you know, a couple of weeks. I would imagine Cage Titans is going to stop throwing this stuff out there. They usually do when they haven't announced something, and then I do a podcast and I have someone on mention it, they usually throw something out. So I imagine your face is going to be on their Instagram coming soon, because this is history.
I mean, it's tough to put promotional stuff together for somebody that has no footage.
Not
right?
much, but I'm sure, you know, Mike might ask you if you have anything.
When I put stuff out there, he's quick to collab with me and share it on the page.
Yeah, Nick's awesome. He'll go grab what he needs from you.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about the business aspect here, man. You're a businessman. I mean, you've been a businessman for a while, but you put down the gloves, and now you're focusing on the business. You
know, correct.
100%. How's it going, man? How's everything been going since I haven't told you
better.
Since that last fight.
Since
Donnybrook, a year and a half,
It had to have been. I think it was like February.
Yeah. So, man, what's been going on there? We're gonna hit your Instagram while you're talking about it, but we'll show a little of Red Seal Martial Arts and some of your kids there. But talk about the business and how happy you are with the way things
are. I love
it,
man. I set up my first trip to Thailand as my own group. I brought out about 13 heads to Thailand last year. We went out in August. I went out in July, stayed and did some fighting out there. So I had a couple fights in Thailand, stayed at Fairtex, made a couple connections, you know, met some of the kind of guys behind the scenes at Fairtex, reconnected with a couple people that I had met over here fighting, and starting to just carve out a little time to maybe keep going back to Thailand. I got another trip planned for this year. I got some heads. I got a partner down in Maryland, Meg Carpenter. She owns a company called Jack Jams, and she runs a bunch of Muay Thai gyms and classes and boxing gyms and classes and all kind of strength and conditioning stuff. So she and I are putting together this Thailand thing. I got 8-9 apprentices that are helping me teach classes. They're coming up with their own programs. They're helping me with kids. They're helping me with the schedule. You know, it's been a wild ride, man. Like, you know, building up the company, trying to balance the coaching, the fighters, you know, manage my time, figure out what I'm supposed to be doing with myself now that I'm not ducking away and going to hit the bag for an hour, you know?
There you are.
There he is.
I got some of him.
Yeah. Too bad. Yeah, man, so it's been good. The team's been really stepping up. Like I mentioned, Young Gun Kev, him and his father, both helping me out teaching classes, doing some fighting. You know, they helped me with the website and putting my content together.
That's a big thing, Sean. Your content is fucking awesome as far as what you're doing. And you talked about, you said you do most of this stuff, right?
I do all this. Like, yeah, I do it all, yep.
You've come a long way, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean,
thank
this helps. I mean, this is the way of the world now as far
as it is.
Promoting yourself, doing everything on your own.
It is, yeah.
And what are you just learning on the fly? Do you go on YouTube? How are you doing?
No, I am learning on the fly. Actually, the kid that I was just talking about from Thailand, his name's Matt Lucas. He is one of the biggest influencers in Muay Thai in the world. I mean, if you're in Muay Thai, you know who Matt Lucas is. This cat helped me out after I had met him in Boston at one of the Lion fights, and he came over with one of his partners. He was doing some sponsorship kind of business, and we just met on like a little handshake, and I hit him up, started following him. We had gotten kind of like friendly on the internet, and I was like, listen, dude, I'm coming out to Thailand. I want to bring some people. Like, can you help me? He's like, you know, something, I don't really do that. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that ask me for favors and this and that, but I was, you know, willing to do a lot of the work. I had kind of figured out like a lot of the stuff on my own. I had been there a couple times before putting a trip together, so I knew some stuff anyways, where he just gave me some tips and tricks, and I was so grateful for that when I got out there, I'm like, yo, man, listen, dude, like, you're just so helpful. Like, can I just like buy you a meal or buy you a drink, or can we just like go and hang out? Like, I say thank you. And we went out after I had fought out there. I got split open. I was walking around Thailand.
You?
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's not a Sean fight till it's like
unbelievable. You wouldn't believe it. Actually, the best part about getting cut in Thailand, they pay you
because you got cut
per stitch.
Oh, shit.
Fuck out of here.
On my life.
You just start slicing yourself up.
I went in there. I was like, hey, why didn't I know this in the first fight? You know, if I knew that, I was getting bonuses for bleeding.
What's it, compensation?
It's like, compensation for putting your ass out there and doing it.
I didn't think you got paid. I thought you were just like a smoker for you to jump in there.
It was I fought professionally at the local local stadium. Yeah,
that wasn't this one up here, was it? Yeah, yep. Sure. Let me throw that back on because...
Yeah, that's the one.
This is the one.
That's the one I got cut in. So this is just, I think, like some still shots. This is the first fight I beat this cat.
Some locals or whatever. You're being like, I mean,
he's from Thailand. Yeah, he's from Thailand. Yeah, he's from Thailand.
Where they go, this American coming in? What's he gonna do to me? Also,
you gotta get vouched for over there. You know, they're not just like letting anybody fight at the stadium, you know? So like I said, I had been to Thailand a couple times before on my own, with some other groups of guys, and I would train with those fellas, and then I would jog to Fairtex and take private lessons with whoever would give me pads over there. And I got friendly with one of the cats over there, Vera, and we trained 1 year. I was over there probably like 6 or 8 years ago, and the ties, they remember, man. They,
oh, is that right?
It's so wild, you know, that culture, like, you know, they remember. So actually, Vera's actually Cambodian, but he's like very into, like, you know, all that Buddhist kind of mentality, the, you know, he actually, we still talk, he actually just came back from being like a monk for like 2 weeks, you know, just like, he's like, hey guys, I'll be back. I'm gonna go shave my head.
You're in silence. Yeah,
it's wild. So, but you know, I went back there this past year, and I went out there early, knowing that I'm bringing people out there. But I went out early, like hoping that I could fight. Talking to this guy Matt Lucas, putting some things together, dropping some names when I got to the gym, like, hey, are you guys gonna let me fight? Like, that's why I'm really here.
Yeah.
Like a month early, like, I want to really fight. And I'm, you know, bouncing around the gym, and Vera just pokes his head around, and he's like, you? Like, yeah, man. It's like, we just recognized
yeah.
you. Like, oh man. So, you know, we got the Google Translate going, and we're having our little conversation. Yeah. He's like, dude, you know, I've been watching you since you came here to Thailand the first time, and you know, you're doing really well, and blah blah, and like, are you staying here? Are you training? What's the deal? So I fill them in. I'm like, listen, dude, like, I really want to fight. So who do I talk to? Like, who's going to hook me up with a fight? He's like, I can get you a fight. I know promoters. I'm like, dude. So I was there for 2 weeks.
Connections, man.
Got acclimated, and I was in. The first 2 weeks I was there, I fought, and then I did well. He's, you know, the Thai culture is just so funny, where they're like, okay, nice job, you knock him out. Go say sorry. And then...
Is that right?
No lie. Like, okay, go say sorry. Like, okay. So I go to the other locker room, and I shake this cat's hand and, like, give him a bow and a thanks for fighting me and, like, you know, whatever. And then we go back to the gym, and he's like, okay, are you hurt? And I'm like, no. He's like, okay, you fight 2 weeks. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you fight again. You fight again 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, dude. Then he's like, yeah, take 3 days off, come back. I'm like, I'll come back tomorrow. He's like, no, take 3 days off, come back. Yeah. Like, they have a whole thing there.
Yeah,
dude.
They know what they're doing.
They have a whole thing. They're like, okay, dude, like, you fought, you take 3 days off, you come back, you fight again in 2 weeks. Like, it's just this.
You know, Muay Thai. That's what they do. They fight. Oh, that's why some of their records are 150 and five or something like that. They're fighting all the time. As far as you said, you know, planning the trip, you had to learn some tricks and you've done it before. But how many people are you taking with you when you – or try to – how many
people would I like to take? I would like to take – I mean, I'd say we had 13 people plus myself last year, which was, I think, a good –
How long do they go for the group? Like, how long are they?
10 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like a very inexpensive trip, right? I mean, the flight,
ride, the plane is the biggest expense.
But when you're there, it's not that expensive, right?
Nope.
They all live. Where do you guys all stay at the camps?
We'll stay at Fairtex, and Fairtex Hotel is whatever three stories up, and then they have like an express. Mr. Wong owns like, he's gonna own like half the block, I think, dude. The guy's got it like well mapped out. He's got condos in the back where the fighters live, so there's sponsored people that fight. They're one champions there.
Yeah.
You know, the big guys, you know, the big names. So they get sponsorships and they get put up in these condos that are there. There's like I said, the main hotel that goes up a couple stories. There's an express hotel. It's kind of like a motel feel, and it's like legitimately the building next door.
Now, are there people that'll go that are not fighters, just experience?
Yeah, a couple
Thailand?
People. Yep, a couple people went last year. Yep.
Like, right, enjoy the area. Yeah. All the festivities going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to Florida twice this year, so I can't afford it this year.
Oh man. Next year, you're
next
in,
year, I like to experience all Thailand one time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. 2025 trip is in the making.
Is it?
Yeah, you can still book for 2024, but 2025 is happening because Steve's my first guy on the list.
Well, yes. I know a lot of people that have gone and they talk about it like it's just experiences.
So cool,
is that something
man.
That you inspire to do? Are you going this year or maybe in the future?
I'm still trying to go this year to
yeah?
be honest.
Oh,
yeah.
So just, it's still on the fence?
Just
right?
trying to get the days off
trying
from
to get
work.
Some time off from
that's
work,
it,
dude.
Man, that's it.
It's literally like being on another planet in some ways. You know, it can be a huge culture shock, I can say. If you're adventurous, you like to explore, you like that, like whatever, you know, it's just going to be excitement the whole time. It could definitely be a culture shock for sure. I mean, you're legitimately on the other side of the globe. It takes you a whole day to fly there.
Yeah.
But
2 hours in a plane, I'm sick.
It's
never mind.
Awesome. Right. Oh, man. Have a sleep, dude. You know, take a night flight, go to sleep, wake up in another country, you know, get a long layover, take a couple days.
And there's so much to do there
there's
outside,
so
like
much,
you said, exploring. I
you
mean,
know,
forget it. There's tons of
well,
stuff
yeah,
to do other than
that. Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I had people that came last year that I think maybe five or six people that were – they were just there for vacation.
Yeah.
They were there.
That's
I mean, they
me.
Yeah. And, you know, they came down to the gym. It's like it's a wild experience to just even go into a Muay Thai gym of that caliber and that size. So if you're even there just for sightseeing, just sitting in the gym during a 2-hour training block, it's unreal because there's 10 rings, there's a cage, there's hundreds
so
of square foot of mat.
You can, have, the, you can have spectators just come in there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You don't have
do,
to. Like, if
it's
you walk
in the
in there,
hotel.
You're not automatically a fighter, the throat. Right. Like, if I walk in there with a, you know.
No, it's in the hotel.
Like, what?
Yeah, people that just stay in the hotel or people that are just visitors and know the Fairtech's name, they'll just stop by and walk through or get a tour. And they do a lot of stuff there. And there's superstars all over the place. They're just training like it. I mean, it is their job, but they're just training like every day, twice a day. They're running. And you're just jumping rope next to Stan Fairtex, like, whoa, this is wild.
Yeah,
man.
You
like,
know what I mean, right?
This is wild,
on
you
the
know?
On the other side of the world.
It's just a cool experience.
What's,
to just...
what's fighting there like compared to, are you like in a, like an arena? Like what? Like
yeah,
what's going on?
What's
the feeling like there?
I fought in a stadium, and there's levels to it like there is here where... You know, you'll fight at a smoker, and then you'll fight at a Cage Titans, and then you'll fight at a whatever, you know, UFC Contender Series, and then you'll fight on the UFC main cards or whatever. Yeah. Like, there's levels to it, obviously, you know, and, like, sometimes you're fighting on a, you know, a UFC card where you're fighting at, like, the small arena, right?
Yeah.
And then there's sometimes where you're, like,
yeah,
you're playing in the Megaplex, biggest arena in the globe, you're fighting in Dubai or some kind of other stuff, so... There's levels to Muay Thai, even in Thailand, like where sometimes you'll be fighting like in a dirt bowl at a farm in a village, and sometimes you'll fight at a local stadium, which is like the Providence Bruins kind of thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then you fight at like Lumpini or, you know.
Of course, the fighters and the trainers, they're very invited. You guys, you know what I mean? But as far as the culture, walking around the place, just the area, how are you guys welcomed by the, you know, the regulars in there?
Oh, everybody's super friendly. They call Thailand the land of smiles. And
oh, yeah.
It's just, it's sunny all the time. It's...
A lot of mopeds.
It's hot.
A lot of mopeds and bicycles.
I mean,
right?
It's beach weather. It's in Pattaya, it's like the part that we go to is like a real walking part of the city. So there's people, there's foot traffic, there's like little markets, there's, and you know, especially if you're coming out and like training or you're hanging out with fighters, like Muay Thai is so revered over there that people are like, oh, like you do boxing, yeah, you do yeah. boxing, like yeah, and they you're love bringing it. In, they love you it, know, dude.
The people coming in, yeah, like yourself, are bringing in revenue for the area and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, so they like I would it. Imagine they're very they appreciative, like of you course. Know, other cultures coming in.
Of course.
Awesome. When is this trip?
We're this going one this year. This year, yeah. We're going August 12th. We'll be back like the 21st, 22nd.
I'm going to Florida August 12th, August 18th. So.
Oh, man.
That's exciting.
Whoa.
I haven't been on a plane in 20 years.
Oh, yeah. I've only been on a plane couple once trips too. To Florida might be. I think a couple, yeah, of, a couple trips of 4 hour trips before you.
Yeah, yeah. 4 hour trips. Times that by five.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't even fathom that, man. But I would have to go to my doctor, give me some tranquilizer, and put me out for fucking
it's not
15
that
of those
bad.
Hours
it's,
or whatever.
It's kind of cool, honestly. Because, too, you know, they put you on these big Airbuses. It's different than going on a JetBlue tuna can down yeah. to, you know, Florida.
You know, like that's like where I'm going yeah. in a tuna yeah. can, yeah. Florida. JetBlue. Yeah. That's what I'm
but,
flying in.
Yeah, some of these big Airbuses, these bigger airlines, they're a little bit more spacious. They got, you know, some extra rows, some extra seats, three meals on the plane. I mean, it's airline food, but like
they got drinks.
They got drinks.
Oh, yeah.
That's fall asleep, dude, you know.
Well, let's get to this guy.
Let's get to it.
And 25th, what's the date today? Like the 8th, 9th or something?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And what's
short time?
I mean, yeah, it's a short time before they. I mean, you got a couple weeks. Cut weight the last week, your first time doing that.
That's right.
What's your thoughts a couple of weeks out? You know, 2.5 weeks or so from this fight. This making history, even though you're not, you know, you're keeping that out of your mind. Yeah. It's just a fight to you, but. And what's left to do in these couple of weeks up until that fight?
Just staying disciplined, because I've realized like, well, I'm really fat at heart. Like I love food, and, yeah, I love food. I love drinking, and yeah, man. But you know, being disciplined and in this fight camp has really opened my eyes to like what fighters go through on a. I guess day-to-day basis, man. It's kind of crazy. Look, man, look, I was joking with Sean, I think yesterday. I said, bro, this might be my last fight. You know, like first and last fight, man, because this is crazy.
It's
man.
A lot.
Yeah, it definitely is a lot, and a lot goes into it. But, you know, if you're dedicated and focused and determined, then, you know, why not? So
I know a lot of people that, you know, think the way you do. And they get through that fight. And they're I got to get back in there. I got to get back in there as soon as possible. And there is a lot of Muay Thai opening up in you know, in New England and beyond. I mean, you know, he's traveling all around with the other kids and stuff. Like, I know you get a family and stuff like that, so it's a little harder and full-time job and that. But, you know, what do you expect? What do we expect to see on the 25th when you get in there?
Just expect to see very unorthodox things, man. I try to be as unorthodox as possible, and I try to do some wild, like, Kung Fu movie shit, man, you know, so yeah, we'll see. I look forward to displaying, you know, a couple different things that you guys may or may have not seen yet. So
well, I know you got a couple of athletes in that gym that are doing some really great things, and they got some of them special moves and some of them special twirls and shit like that. Are they showing you a little
oh yeah,
that?
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, looking back at some of the Cage Titans fights from your guys in there, man, they're dancing in that
We're
place.
Working some fun stuff. Yeah, you know, I'm a striker through and through, but to say that I'm a traditional Muay Thai fighter or a you know like he's saying, this unorthodox part of my method, part of my coaching
in there. Yeah,
only one time. Dude, only one
I don't know
one car wheel
I, I've caught you in a couple of videos went viral doing something. I made little fucking funnies and shit like that. I was
They're pretty good. Some Valentine's Day ones they came out. I don't know if it was you or Cage Titans.
No, it was probably Cage Titans.
Cage Titans did a couple of funny Valentine's Day ones with me doing some cartwheels and they memed me up.
Yeah,
they memed me up.
I memed the shit out of when you fought, when the last time you I think the last time you fought at Lion Fight, I did a couple of videos like of the one video I think
that was a spin back fist.
Knocked that kid, but you fought another guy.
That was a bloody
went through a decision,
mess.
But you dominated a kid. But I made a couple of really cool. Meme videos and they went fucking all over the place. I'm like, sure, look at this. This thing's going on. It's still going. I still see it somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of funny. But it's good stuff, man. As far as the future of the other fighters, anything coming up with them besides, you know, him on the 25th? You got anything in the works for anyone else? I know Mike's got a couple of titles somewhere and you got other guys that, you know, been on the shelf a little while.
Mike's actually opening up his own business. So he's been
busy with that.
Been super busy. The young kids, they're putting their names in everything and stuff keeps falling through left and right.
I know just had a smoker wishes. Did were they any of you guys on that? Any kids?
No,
on that?
We had stuff that was already planned up. We had to miss that one. We were supposed to be in New York this weekend coming up or this past weekend. But something fell through. I mean,
it's the
fight game, man. You know, like, it's better for these guys to learn it while they're young, you know, and just understand. But it would be better if there was stuff closer together, I would say. You know, if there was more promotions or more stuff closer together that, you know, when a fight falls through, you're like, hey, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Like, get me on this one. It's only in 2 weeks away. Like, whatever the thing is, you know? But the problem is that when something falls through, like, the next card's not for 3 months or, you know, everybody's on this little rotating schedule around here. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, oh, this Wisher show just happened or this Cage Titans just happened or this No Boundary just happened. Like, you're not getting on until fucking June. You're not going to see another thing until April. You're not going to see another, you know? So it's been tough getting guys fights, not from lack of trying, but you know, stuff happens. And
fight game, man.
We've been trying to do some stuff with like USA Muay Thai, and they get people from all over, but they get put into like brackets, right? So then if nobody signs up for your bracket, like you don't get a fight. Like, you don't get a fight, you know?
Yeah.
Or you gotta like fight somebody 15 pounds heavier, or like, you know, you're 13, they want you to fight somebody that's 18.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Exactly.
So,
men out there.
Yeah, it's tough.
The kids are fighting men out there.
Sometimes it gets tough. But Princeton's got the spotlight though right now. So it's kind of a good place to be. You know, he was saying some stuff like, yeah, man, I wish I found you sooner. I'm like, dude, you found me at the perfect time. You know, like, this is the right time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect time for me to be able to give you the kind of attention, be able to do double sessions with you every day, be able to have a gym full of fighters that are in shape and competitive and have no fights coming up for themselves right now, so they can give you all of their attention and they can be your training partners. So he's definitely getting all the work. You know, whenever he's in there, he's getting all the work, whether it's from me or from, you know, the gang. He's getting all the work right now, which is what he needs. So
who's going to be cornering?
I'll be in there. I'll be in there. Sean Graham, I believe, is going to be at the fights because he's cornering some other cats anyways. And then Mike White's going to hop in the corner. So, you know, everybody's doing a little bit of shifting around, you know, like even Mike, you know, he's coming off of fighting a little bit, but he's been training just the same. He's been coaching a bunch of classes every week for me, you know, covers my ass when I skip out of town and take somebody else on the road or, you know, hops in the corner with me. So, you know, it's it's the evolution of it's the evolution of the gym, you know? The game evolves, the gym evolves, the fighters evolve, they either fade away or they become coaches or, you know, something. But these guys keep training, they're still coming to the gym, they're still hanging out, you know, they're just not competing as much.
Last question for me to you about this. Do you ever inspire to have your own, like, make your own, not your own promotion, or put your own fight show on or any of that? Or is this too much or too many things going on?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's definitely a lot of work, and, you know, I don't know. I think it's for somebody else. You know? Yeah. You know, I think that kind of thing's for somebody else. I'm 100% willing to support guys however they need to be supported. Fighters, you know, I've reffed smokers before, you know. This guy doesn't want to ref Muay Thai. Like, we hop in there, you know, that type of stuff. Yeah. So, you know, I'll help out. I don't mind, like, setting up chairs and doing that stuff, but it is a lot of work. Especially to do it the right way and get all the licensing and get all the commission on board and get all the, you know, because we could do smokers. And if it becomes a big thing, then it's like, well, we got to tamp this down and it's getting too big.
Yeah. And then
you get in trouble you know what I mean? Exactly. Like, it's just not worth it. Honestly, it's really not, you know. And then who knows about, like, competition, you know? Like, right now there's a group of guys that have promotions that they seem to get along, but, you know, who knows? Like, is there enough where people aren't getting, like, butt hurt that oh, you're going to open a promotion too, and you're going to do this, and, oh, you know, like, I don't know. And I also feel like it's kind of corny to have a fight promotion and then put fighters on. Like, if you own a gym, like, don't put fighters on your own promotion.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I'm not really helping my guys out by having a fight promotion. It's not like I'm going to open this promotion. I'm like, hey guys, like, now you got a place to fight all the time. Yeah. Come on. You know, like, I wouldn't even put them on my fight card because I kind of want somebody to think, like, that's a no, dude. Right.
There's a lot, I mean, the business and the coaching, it's more that
I have a passion for working with guys like him, you know. Somebody that comes to me and they're like, this is a dream. Cage Titans is a dream for me. And this is a dream, and I've always wanted to do it. Like, that fucking gasses me up. When a guy's like, hey, man, I'm fucking ready. Like, yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Right? Let's go. That makes me excited, dude. You know? So getting a bunch of coaches to cry to me about, oh, my guy's not getting a fair medal. I won, but like, I don't want to deal with your coaches. I don't want to deal with your fighters. Yeah. I don't want to deal with.
I just,
like,
want to bring my own guy or girl and beat the shit out of your guy.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to deal with that whole thing. Like, oh, can you get my guys a first? And then I gotta, like, all right, Jimmy, is your guy really has no fights, or, like, you know, and
guys got 12 fights. And
not just that, but then, like, something happens after the fight. So it's not just building the thing up and making the fight, but then something happens after. And it's like, oh, you screwed me. Oh, you gave me this. Oh, you did this to me. Like, I don't need that shit, bro. Fuck that. That's too much, dude.
People bickering about little fucking
Fuck
things.
You, dude. I don't need that.
Well, I'm going to give the last question to him. So, man, less than 2.5 weeks. Well, 2.5 weeks going on, man. What, you know, anything you want to say before, you know, I let you go? I'm going to let you give you shout outs, thank yous, and stuff like that. But, you know, any last words about this fight and the experience you're going to have on the 25th?
I just look forward to putting on a show and I guess finally putting my name out there and people, you know, seeing me and seeing what I can do and seeing where I come from in Red Seal. And I look forward to it, man. Like I said, trying not to, like, make it bigger than what it already is. So, yeah, just excited, ready to go.
All Excellent, man. Well, my pleasure meeting you, man.
Yeah, you as well.
I'll
Thank
see you.
You
on the 25th. Yeah. I'll be there.
Thank
I
don't you know for if
Kate's side next to this guy.
Yeah.
But I will be there in the crowd somewhere rooting, like that, rooting for this Steve. Shit going on.
Yeah.
I know you can't be drinking and stuff like that, but there's an after party, a big after party like that. You're gonna celebrate after? You're gonna go to the family and kids home and celebrate that.
That's still up for debate, man. I don't know. We'll see, bro, because it's gonna be my first drink since starting camp. So yeah, I'll definitely be probably wiped after the first drink, man. So
yeah, well, that's all right. Cheap night for you.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I'm sure you're gonna have. Sure. Yeah. You're gonna be buying your drinks anyway.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I know.
Be careful with that move, dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I know there's a couple of guys that sit front row that'll probably buy you a couple anyway. Yeah. But will your wife be in attendance?
Oh, she will. Yes. Excellent. Yeah, she
Excellent.
Will.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So I would imagine your wife will be in attendance.
She's all gussied up. She's got herself a girls' night out on the town.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, buddy. Awesome. Yeah, we're all ready for Cage Titans. Let's go.
Excellent. Well, I hope and I would imagine that Cage Titans will be announcing this fight in the next couple of days. Now that the cat's out of the bag.
I'm gonna be
taking a clip Steve or a couple of clips beans. Out of this and throwing them on Instagram. So
yes,
they're not gonna be able to kind of hide it anymore. So yeah, congratulations getting in there, making history for them, and getting your first fight.
I appreciate it.
It's a huge fight, man. All the power to you, my man.
Thank you.
All the power to you too, bro.
It's a big jumping off point for him, That's fucking cool.
Cage Titans too, the biggest promotion in fucking New England too. It's going to be streaming all over the place. They have like 2,000 people fit in that place.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's cool.
It's going to be roaring, and hopefully they hype this up as much as they do. The bigger fights on the card.
Yes, sir.
This is something special. So
yeah,
and you're fighting a dude out of a really really great camp there.
Yeah, no slouch, fighters, man. Yeah. No slouches at that gym, that's for sure. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I have your Instagram here, Princeton.
Yeah.
It is just Princeton _.
That's
correct?
It. Yeah, that's right.
Too many underscores, dude.
Yeah, sure. Yes. I said that to you before.
too many underscores.
But it's
hey,
awesome.
Sean Redzio Muay Thai, you can figure out where to put the underscores, buddy,
Excellent.
That's it.
Awesome, man. Well, nice catching up with you, my man. I'll see you in a couple of weeks at Cage Titans.
Always good to see you, man.
We're here Wednesdays. I don't know how long I'm going to be doing this, Sean. I'm getting tired of it.
Stop it, dude. Steve's telling me.
Coming in.
Steve's telling me pre-show he's trying to hang up the mics, dude, and we're not going to stand for it around here. So I need everybody to send Steve Domenico private messages. I need you to blow up this link. I need you to leave all the comments. Tell this guy that he can't stop doing this podcast because it's too much fun for everybody.
I got to get more guys, competitors like you down here.
Let's get it going, Steve.
I'll do it.
Yeah, we like it, dude. The in-person ones are good.
Yeah.
The in-person ones are they're the best. Yeah. We got to get the room podcast going again, baby.
Well, next time we'll have some beers for you and stuff.
Yeah.
When he's not in camp and stuff like that. And we get a little loose.
We're retired guy now.
I
can have a couple extra calories now. Yeah. I can have a few empty cards.
He's got a fight coming up. We don't want to ruffle up too many feathers. But after the fights and stuff, we can
talk about
what's going on and what we like and don't like about the scene.
Why not,
what this podcast is about.
I like that. Ruffling feathers, Steve.
I'm used to it,
Me too.
Many times my Facebook's been canceled.
Me too. Dude, huh?
All right, with that said, thank you so much for coming down. I know it's about, you got a fucking sports car out there? Is that yours?
Oh, shit. No, that's mine. That's mine.
Fucking all decked out right there. Would you make it here in 10 minutes from you had a long ride, too. I mean, you're coming from fucking
45 minutes. Yeah. It's a little hike. But I like it here.
I appreciate it, though, Steve. Awesome.
I like it here, too. It's my first time, and it's got a very nice, feng shui vibe about it, man. It's awesome.
Awesome, bro. Yeah. We do fight companions here sometimes, too. So. Doors always open. Always open for you guys.
I like that, Steve.
Thank you.
Come on down.
Let's keep it live. Yeah, let's keep it lively around here, dude.
We will, my man.
I like that.
People like you make me want to keep going.
Yeah, don't make me sad, Steve. I had to stop fighting. My podcast to end, dude. Come on, man.
We'll see this one out. But with that said, thank you so much for taking the ride, coming down. Congratulations.
Man, thank you. Appreciate you having us, for real.
Good luck with your fight on the 25th.
Thank you.
We'll be there, and we'll get a word after.
Oh, yeah.
You know, down the line, yeah, bring you guys down again, and we'll talk about the experience and stuff there. We'll have a couple of beers together. We can kind of chill out.
A little fight recap. Yeah, exactly. We'll do a fight recap.
We can recap
the whole
fucking card together. Whatever,
yeah, man, that'll be fun.
All right, we out of here. With that said, follow these guys. Hell their Instagrams are right there.
Check them
out at Cage Titans on the 25th at Cage Titans 65. I know Cage Titans will be blowing this fight up because it is history.
Hit us up for tickets.
Yeah.
Prince has got them for sale, baby.
Excellent. Right. And the stream.
Yeah, hit the live stream if you can't be there in person. Hit them up for the live stream.
So with that said, we might be back next Wednesday. I don't know. But we might
Steve
be
is on.
Wednesday.
The mic's hot.
I know Mike Pulver. Mike Pulver always comes on the Wednesday before the show. Nice. So I'll have him on at least the week of the show. It's kind of something we do all the time.
I like that.
So
do you ever go on to his thing?
Yeah, I got in trouble going down his thing.
Oh, geez.
They had me pick winners of the fights.
Oh,
and I picked a couple of winners. Another fight I didn't like, I got threatened a couple on my. I'm like, what the fuck?
Caught a couple boos.
Like a couple of boos, brother. A couple of boos. Fucking almost got strangled at the fights. Everything. Jesus. You know what I mean? What the fuck? So we don't do that anymore. But I did. I was on Table Titans. I think not the last card, the card before that.
Nice.
Mike invites me down. Stuff. It's a cool haul, but it's fun there. He has a great setup, and they do great things. So I know they had a show on Monday. They'll have a show next Monday, which they'll probably be mentioning the Muay Thai, small gloves Muay Thai fight.
Yeah, maybe they will.
You know, if you look on Instagram, not Instagram, Tapology, the fight card's not on there yet. So they haven't, they're still announcing fights. I just saw Miguel Sevenson today get announced that he's fighting. So I would imagine yours will be popping up any day now.
Yeah.
I'll make sure Mike throws that out there because he'll be on the show tonight. And nice. I was asking questions to him yesterday about the fight itself. So congratulations, guys, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank
you. Sean doing it again. History.
Love it.
Red Seal doing it again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Princeton. Thank you. Sean.
Stevie.
We out of here.
Thank you,
Follow the Room Podcast. You know where it is.
Just put it there, baby.
We out.